Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Piav.
That would be a little weird.
I'd like to be.
That's very close to Pavia.
I'd like to be in Piav. I'd like to have a pie. I love pie. So
I do too, my friend.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. And I know that you're looking for it. It's the holiday season. You got to get stuff under the tree. Get it at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell. Or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Plenty of great Mississippi State gear, anything you want. And as far as a stocking stuffer, a College Corner gift card, always a great choice. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, you have questions about your money, you need answers, you need to talk to the good people at Priority One Bank, a bank that knows you by name, not just by your account number. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Don't ask me how I did this, but I got them out of order today. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for Christmas. Gentlemen and ladies, the holiday is nearly upon us. We are, as we record here, 17 days away from the Christmas holiday. It is time to start thinking hardcore about what you're going to be cooking on Christmas Day. And I cannot stress enough how much it needs to be a big cut of beef, a prime rib, a whole beef tenderloin. That is what makes the Christmas meal special. Enjoy a great Christmas with beef. Beef, it's what's for Christmas. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. So here's where I thought we'd go today, Robbie. We were talking yesterday about Kamario Taylor. I saw somebody on your board was like, do you think Shapen might start? Like, what? What?
Guys. How about not reading the room?
Guys. What? Let's calm down.
It's over. But,
so it got me thinking about 2013. And I hate to make the Dak Kamario comparisons, but they are inevitable at this point. And, you know, you remember the 2013 coming out of that, you know, Dak had been had more experience than Kamario did, but he had been injured. And he's coming off of that Egg Bowl where everybody's, you know, he only played a quarter, but it was the quarter that mattered. I remember that Egg Bowl or that Liberty Bowl, and Jesse Palmer was like, hey, this is a guy that needs to be on your Heisman radar as a dark horse for next year. They were already starting to talk him up. I think Kamario Taylor has a similar potential to have that kind of hype. I'm looking ahead to next season, right? Sellers back at South Carolina. And they who did they just hire as their offensive coordinator? It was somebody I was like, that works with Sellers. I forget who it was. It was Faulkner, wasn't it?
No, it was.
No, he's in Florida.
It was Kendall Briles.
Briles, yes. Briles, his offense with Sellers should be really good. Faulkner's offense at Florida with Lagway. Assuming, you know, we're making assumptions here that these guys are going to stay. But that should work, right? I don't know, you know, what Auburn's going to look like next year with Deuce Knight, but I think that with Alex Golesh's offense, that he should be very productive. But this is an opportunity here for Kamario Taylor to put his name near the top of the SEC quarterbacks coming next year. If he had a good game against Ole Miss. Didn't pass the ball as well as you would like, but he had 300 plus yards of offense and two touchdowns. It wasn't his fault that you lost that game. This is an opportunity. If he goes out and wins this game, for him to really make a stamp and be a guy that has a lot of buzz going into next season.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think that's already kind of been generated here over the last few weeks. I mean, people are already starting to really talk him up and talk about a guy that has a chance to be really, really special. And I think you could see that throughout the season. Then you saw it again, obviously, in the Ole Miss game. You just see flashes of brilliance from him. And this is an opportunity. You get a full month where he is the game plan for Mississippi State. It's all
Right.
around him offensively. And that's what it was for 2 weeks for the Ole Miss game. Well, now you get, 4 or 5 weeks of that. And you get a chance to give him most of the reps as the starting quarterback. And then when he gets in the game, he's going up against another Power Four team. It's just an opportunity to get better and better for Mario Taylor and springboard you into next year and also put him on the national stage again. I saw, of course, there were some Ole Miss fans coming to my mentions yesterday. This is a great chance for him to get looked at for the transfer portal and things like that. But I mean, you cannot be. If you're a Mississippi State person, you can't be afraid of him getting exposure at this point. This is your guy.
No. If I was an Ole
And so
Miss
that's.
fan, I'd be a lot more worried about my guys getting plucked by a
I
certain
don't
former coach.
understand the idea to be upset about Mississippi State or worried about Mississippi State being in a bowl game as a 5-7 team when you're 2 weeks away from playing for a playoff,
There's a term
which
for that. I just don't like to use it.
totally goes against the thought process that Ole Miss doesn't care about this rivalry and they don't care about Mississippi State and LSU's the real rival. But
Yeah, they couldn't
I
stand your
digress.
mentions yesterday. I had a couple as well. I had one guy I had to mute. I was just like, he's respond he's replied to me like 10 times in the last 2 weeks, and every time it's like, it is what it is. I'm just like, you know what? I don't need you in my life. So
Yes.
enjoy the void. With Taylor, you kind of hit on it there, you know. And we mentioned Shapen. I think it's look, we don't know for sure. Let's be clear that we're just speculating, but I feel like it's pretty probable that he's not gonna play in this game. Like he may not even travel with the team at this point. I mean, he's graduated. He knows his days as the starter are over. You know, might as well move on to the next thing. So you're talking about like in terms of reps, it's just him and Cromanhawk. I guess McWhorter is here or will be here for this. So maybe he'll get a few reps here and there, but. You're really pouring all of your practice reps into Kamario Taylor against a Wake Forest team that's not great defensively and hasn't seen a quarterback like this guy. I mean, think about the ACC. Is there anybody like Kamario Taylor in that conference?
Not like that. I
Yeah,
mean,
Miami has got Carson Beck, who's probably, he's really good, but he's not anything like
Castellanos
Taylor.
kind of,
Smaller though, he's more of a scat
yeah,
back
he's not.
playing quarterback. He's not the power guy
Well,
that Taylor is,
how many guys are like that
Not a
anyway? I
lot.
mean, this dude is built like a
I
linebacker.
say that I could think of two more in the SEC with Sellers and Lagway, but they're just freaks. They're just freaks of nature. I mean, I
Yeah,
think
but even Lagway, I don't think he can run like that.
what I would tell you is that Lagway is not as good a runner, and Sellers doesn't. I think Taylor's ceiling as a passer is higher than Sellers. Is how I would
Yes.
put that. So
Yes.
I know what I'm
But they're
saying, though.
comparable
They're
enough.
comparable players, right? I mean, honestly, if he could tap into his talent, Jackson Arnold would have been. I know he's in the portal now, but there's a reason Lebby recruited him. So yeah, I mean, there's a real possibility that if I don't know if like some national guys do like who won bowl season, that Mississippi State and Kamari Taylor could be on that list if. He delivers a winning performance against Wake Forest.
And that's the key. You don't want to go through this bowl game and lose. I mean, you obviously like this is a golden opportunity to build momentum going into next year. I think you can build momentum. I think you could lose and you still have the benefits of the reps and all that stuff. But you don't want to get to this game as a 5-7 team and lose the ball game. You want to win this game and to take what you see from Kamario Taylor with a win into the next season and say, hey, we are definitely moving in the right direction. We have a quarterback that everybody nationally is talking about can be really special. We can build around that in the transfer portal because that's going to be a good selling point. People watching the game, players around the country watching the game and seeing Kamario Taylor and Jeff Lebby going out and say, hey, you want to come play for this guy?
Yeah.
because he can
That's
make a lot of plays for you, and he can deliver a lot of yards your way.
the other side of the coin. You say the Ole Miss fans are in your mention saying, oh, they're going to see Camario and he's going to go in the portal. The other side of that coin is players in the portal are going to see Camario and go, like, wait a minute, I want to play with that guy. And
Yeah.
that's a huge bonus for Mississippi State. I mean, I can't help but think 12 years ago, had people been able to transfer like this after seeing Dak Prescott, you would have seen some transfers to Mississippi State
Oh,
coming in.
yeah, there's
So
no doubt.
you have that. You're also going to get to see, Fluff Bothwell. I think, fully healthy. He and Booth, I think State's going to run the football on Wake Forest. I just don't see how they ran the football pretty well against Ole Miss. And you could see how much different it was when you don't have to, when you can't just ignore the quarterback run. With Chapin out there, people just ignoring the run, load up to stop Bothwell and Booth. Couldn't do that against Ole Miss. And Bothwell had a pretty good day as well. And I think Booth would have if he had had a chance to play in the first half. I'm just excited for this is going to be a real look into the future for Mississippi State. And, with Lebby, who, and you mentioned the you want to win this game. It's crazy the difference between 5-8 and 6-7. I was thinking about that today, and don't. I was thinking about that today. Like, State at 5-7 versus 5-8. I don't really like it's just not a huge difference. Like, I don't look at it any differently. I don't look at the season any differently if they're 5-8. It's like, whatever. They were mediocre this year at best. But at 6-7, you have this massive, you feel totally different. You feel like you're moving in the right direction if you can win this bowl game behind a new quarterback. And then you can play the whole offseason playing the gosh, if they had just started Camario, they would have beaten Florida and maybe beaten Texas. What kind of season could you have had? You can play the what if game, but at least it'll feel positive if you get the win this January 2nd.
Yeah, so 6 wins is all you'll be talking about at that point. You were 2-10 the year before. You can sell the fact that you improved by 4 games. You got to a bowl game. I don't care if it was 5-7. If you win this game, you beat an 8-win ACC team. You beat an 8-win Power Four team. That's an easy sell for Jeff Lebby as we're moving in the right direction. Now that you still have pressure on you in 2026, you got to be better. You got to win more SEC games. You can't.
Yeah, this doesn't take you off the hot seat. No.
No, but I think it delivers a little more grace because you look at it and you say, well, it's Camario's team now. No matter how long it took Jeff Lebby to get him in the ball game, he got him in there, and the direction of the team looks significantly better with Camario at quarterback, and you got a defensive coordinator change. You can sell that if you're Jeff Lebby. But this is a huge, huge game for Mississippi State. I feel like I wouldn't say it's a must win, but it's definitely something that you can take advantage of if you're Jeff Lebby to move into 2026 and really kind of take off a little bit. And you're right with your comparison to 13. I don't know if this will be a 14 moment where Mississippi State jumps to number one,
Right, don't think that at all.
but I do think that this team has some significant juice like that one did going in the next year with an exciting quarterback. You got a lot of pieces coming back, hopefully. And it's year three. It's just like Dan Mullen. He had kind of been here and established a little bit. I think at that point, it's definitely like that Liberty Bowl in that it was kind of a springboard in the next year. And if you had the right pieces, it's not difficult now to make that kind of jump.
Right.
And if we're talking a jump for Mississippi State from 6 wins, that's a team that can win 8 or 9 games next year if you add the right pieces and if you feel like Jeff Lebby can get it done. That's a team that is starting to make some significant noise. That's why I think this game is just so big for them, though, because I think a lot of times bowl games can springboard you into the next season.
So let's talk a little bit more about that because you just wrote an article that I'm looking over here, and I want to go into that. So let's move into that. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother. Guys, if you're looking for a fantastic stocking stuffer, a Two Brothers gift card goes a long way. Everybody's happy on Christmas Day when they realize you've given the gift of smoked Southern soul food to that person. So, and of course, give that gift to yourself as well. While you're in there buying the gift card, have lunch. Have dinner and enjoy a fantastic meal at Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years.
Over 50?
When you
I can't get up there high. My voice
yeah,
is really...
I hear you. Well, you'll be back. You know what? You're going to be okay.
I'm on the mend. I'm coming up.
Yeah. I told you about the thing yesterday. Like last night before I went to bed, I was like, am I okay? Like my throat was still bothering me. I was like,
uh-oh.
Am I going to die in my sleep? Is this how I'm going to go? But I woke up, so I'm okay.
Well, I put myself to the ringer this weekend. I did two. We'll get to this. But I've had two games on the radio at Davis Wade Stadium for state championships. You know, speaking, yelling into a microphone in cold weather is not great.
Not fun.
And then we had our choir performance on Sunday night, and I don't know how I did that. That was just the Lord giving me 1 hour of grace, pretty much.
You also covered a couple other games in the press box, right? Just for several daily.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
and then on top of all your Mississippi State work, you know, I'm surprised you had time to eat lunch, if we're being honest.
Yeah, usually, you know, it's people aren't able to do that, so... but that's a very rare person that can skip lunch and still work through it.
I personally would never try. Like I'm not strong enough.
Anyway, we know.
Is that a fat joke?
No.
I'm working on it. Well, we say all that to say that if you need a new copy or a printer, Advantage Business Systems can take care of you. Give them a call today. Your business deserves to have the best. Advantage Business Systems will provide you with that. Also, the best service after the sale. 601-362-9192. Visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. Are you looking for new Mississippi State gear? Here in Starkville, nobody with a bigger or better selection than my friends over at Maroon & Co. You can shop online as well if you're not going to be around at maroonandco.com. Everything you're looking for is right there at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions will apply before you go to your next game at Mississippi State. Make sure you go to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden is the place to find literally everything. But most importantly, if you want to make a big purchase, you want to get some John Deere green out there on the lawn, you're already looking ahead to spring and that first mow, go see my friends at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Talk to their credit department. They're going to put together a great deal for you. Sometimes it's going to be 0% financing. Okay. For up to 70 months. Sure. Take it. Whatever you're looking for this holiday season, the perfect gift, you can find it at Scruggs because they have what you want for less. If you are a landowner in the state of Mississippi, the name to know is going to be Good Hope Land and Timber. Whether you own a couple hundred acres, a couple thousand acres, or maybe you're like Richard Cross and you own half of Northeast Mississippi. I don't know. But whatever it is, he has it all. It's like different shell corporations and everything. It's all under wraps. You know, I think there's a RICO trial involved. Good Hope Land and Timber, however, can get you in the game buying or selling land, or if you're just trying to maintain and keep your lands sustained and profitable, Good Hope Land and Timber has the tools in place to make that possible for you. Years of experience, friendly people, and people who know the land business in this state better than anybody. Locally trusted, landowner approved. Call my friends at Good Hope Land and Timber. All right, so you just put an article out on three. Kind of a look ahead for Zach Arnett, talking about what does his roster look like in year one. It's interesting that, you know, the number of guys that are back that he recruited, that he had a hand in. You know, Isaac Smith stands out, two, three defensive linemen. The D-line, you mentioned it right off the top where, you know, 2 years ago this D-line was, I mean, it was not an SEC defensive line. It just wasn't. And now you've got quality depth. It's just about finding some difference makers there, and I don't know if they're going to be in the portal or not, but if they are, you got to find a way to get them to Starkville. When you look at this defensive, you know, roster going into next season, how confident are you in Zach Arnett's ability to put out – it doesn't have to be great, Robbie. It just needs to be average, an average defense.
I think he will. I didn't think that 2020 defense was just super talented.
Buddy, me and Joel – all offseason long were like, they're not going to be good.
Yeah.
And
Like
we
if
were off.
you remember the defensive backs, like I mean Martin Emerson was obviously a guy
He's
that
unknown.
yeah, but you look at you remember they had the wide the safety, the walk-on safety that had the soul
London
glow.
Kraft.
Yeah, London Kraft.
Yeah.
He had the Jerry curls.
Yeah.
Like he took his helmet off and it was perfect
Good
Jerry
flow.
curl.
Yeah.
What was the soul glow? Is that what it
Yes.
the
Yes.
yes.
And you had Esaias Ferge out there at starting at corner.
Aside, it was not a talented, not a very talented group. I mean, Tyrus Wheat was like the real standout.
Yeah.
You were
We thought
just,
that Jordan Davis was going to be a big player, and it didn't really pan out.
and that was really before, Bookie Watson and God, Bookie Watson and Jet Johnson had really kind of come
Oh, they
into their
weren't. Yeah.
own.
Yeah, they weren't even your starting back. Plus, you had Emmanuel Forbes, but you didn't know what you had there yet. I mean, it's kind of crazy that by the end of the season, you had two on a first round and a third round pick starting at corner with Forbes and Emerson. You did not know that coming into the 2020 season, though.
No, Forbes really came on late. So,
Yeah.
with what State has, I like this defense better than I did that. And
Wow.
they're really excited about the linebackers. That's Zach Arnett's specialty. I think this linebacker crew is going to be better than what he inherited in 2020. So that's what I'm comparing it to. Zach Arnett's first year on campus. That is what I'm comparing it to at this point.
If you
What's it
get the
look like
similar
his first?
results, Robbie, you're going to be in great shape.
If you get similar results to that, I think people would be happy, but I think they can be better than that
Wow.
defensively. But I think the big question is at cornerback. If they keep Corey Bell, which I
We got to
just
talk about that.
at this point I just don't know how, but if you keep Corey Bell, what does that room look like next year? If assuming Kelly Jones doesn't come back, which I think is going to be a battle, but they're trying. If he doesn't come back, there is nobody in that room right now that you feel comfortable shutting down a lot of receivers in the SEC. So that to me is the biggest question mark, is what happens at cornerback. They're going to have to go to the transfer portal and get an impact player or two there. There's Kyle Johnson is a guy that a lot of people are excited about coming out of high school. I mean, you really need him to get in there and start doing something. He redshirted this year. He
Yeah,
needs to be a guy that.
he needs to be a guy next year. Agreed.
So for me, that's the biggest question mark. I think they'll be better on the defensive line. I think the linebacker crew will be good. They have pieces there from defensive end standpoint. If Will Whitson is back, and then I think they can get somebody at the Sam that's going to be good safety play. What do they do with Isaac Smith? Is he a linebacker in this scheme?
Think
I think he's probably a safety in this
he's a
scheme.
dog safety, right? Bring him back,
That's
dog
what I would have.
safety.
That's
Yeah.
what I would imagine. I don't think he plays linebacker in this scheme. So your safety group should be talented. Tony Mitchell, Isaac Smith, Braylon Womack. You got some guys back there. It
And I would
falls
think
down to cornerback.
you could correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah, I'm sure you would have more insight than I would, but with the guy who recruited him coming back, I think Stonka Burnside could return. And I know the athleticism is there. It's just can he figure it out?
Yeah, it's up to whether or not Stonko wants to play safety. If he is not going to play safety, then Mississippi State's just probably going to have to move on. I don't see him breaking into the wide receiver rotation enough. I think that safety is where he's going to make his money, and I think that's what they're trying to advise him at this point. The people around him want him to stay in Starkville. I think that he, if I had to guess today, he'd probably be back, but I don't know that for sure. If he is stuck on playing wide receiver, I don't think that you can invest a lot of money in that. You got
Right.
plenty of wide receivers, but if he wants to play safety, I would pay him money. I would give him, I don't know what the number would be, but I would invest in that because I think he has the ability to be an NFL safety.
Yeah. Where, corner is obviously one. If I said, corner is priority one in the portal, what's priority two? Is it pass rush? Is it trying to find a legit edge, a guy who we can count on to get six, seven sacks? God, I can't stop doing it.
Well,
Seven,
that's
eight
such a
sacks.
normal thing.
It
Like
is.
that's the
It's in the
numbers you should.
middle. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
Seven or eight sacks next year. I feel
Yeah,
like
I think
eight's a
that
lot. That's why I wanted to go six.
I mean, he's had a lot of success with Sam linebackers, defensive ends, defensive tackles. I think I'm going after a pass rushing specialist,
Can that be
either at
Tyler
the
Lockhart?
maybe.
Is he going to be over on the other end, the mic?
I mean, he's a little. I don't know. I don't think he's a Sam,
Okay.
but I'm looking for a Sam linebacker. Probably you got your probably your best three guys are Zachary Tillman, Tyler Lockhart, and Darian Gillette.
Yeah.
And they're all kind of, they've been playing kind of the same position. So you got to find a way to get them on the field together, or at least a couple of them on the field at the same time. But I'm going after a pass rusher probably. Defense, you need to get a couple of defensive linemen at least just to continue to build the depth and try to get some impact guys up front.
And then the other thing I think we talked about this yesterday is it doesn't have to be Jeff Simmons, but you need to find a Cam Young type to stick in the middle there. And I feel like those kind of guys are out there in the portal. I'm not, again, you're not going to get a guy who's a legit first rounder unless you develop him into that. But he's, State's not getting that guy to come in like a Walter Nolan did for Ole Miss a couple years ago. But can they find a guy who's like Cam Young, who I can just say, hey, he could be a third or fourth or fifth round pick. That would be good enough for this defense, I think.
Yeah, they do need a guy in the middle that's going to be able to eat up some space and get some depth and get in the backfield too. I think Calvin Dinkins did a good job this year, though. They should
Well, we finally
be,
saw him healthy. I mean, that's
yeah.
what, what would he be if he had been healthy, if this had been his third year as a starter and had
He
played
played
30
two
plus
games.
games?
His first 2 years, he played two games.
Exactly. If he had played 30 games at the end of the season, we might be talking about a really good defensive lineman. He's just finally getting the reps to get out there and stay healthy. So, yeah, I think next year at Calvin Dinkins could be a guy you could circle to just keep an eye on. I'm not going to go so far as to say he'll be a superstar or anything, but it certainly makes sense that in his second full season as a starter, if he stays healthy, he's going to continue to improve. And Trevion Williams was a guy that was a huge piece for Zach Arnett's recruiting classes. When he was here, has just never tapped into all that potential. One last go. I think when you're by the time you're at Williams, this point, I'm done predicting that he's going to have this massive step forward. But can he at least be a solid player? Can he give you what I'm trying to think of somebody like a Marquis Spencer gave you something, be along those lines? I think that would be plenty good for
He was
Mississippi State.
okay this year, I
Yeah, he
thought.
was fine. But that's kind of where I feel like the ceiling is going to be. Is he's fine. You're not out there going, that guy's terrible, get him off the field.
I mean, at this point, it's hard to expect anything more, right? I mean, it's
Right,
just.
right. It would be unfair for me at this point to say, well, if Trevion, I'm not going to say he's as close to a bust as you can be, but he's at least a halfway. I mean, I know you and I argued a few years back about Channing Ward, right? I said bust and you said no. I
And
think.
Jerrion Ealy too.
Well, I wanted to this point about Ward because can he just be like a Channing Ward at this point? Can he just be like a guy? He's just out there. You're not losing that much when he's out there. He's fine.
Yeah,
That,
that's kind of what you're looking for.
yeah.
They need to add talent to that group. You need to go get a good defensive line coach that can really recruit, that can go to the transfer portal and get talent, that can win battles in the SEC and recruiting up front. They got to get more talent. They just have not had the talent on the defensive line. And they have talent in Trevion Williams and Calvin Dinkins, but there's just not a ton of it on that
Right.
defensive line. They got to get better.
Yeah. D line, corner, those are where and an O line, obviously, the other side of the ball. I'm going to trust the evaluations that Jeff Lebby and Chad Bumpus make at the wide receiver position. Whoever they bring in, fine. Somebody's going to catch 70, 80 passes to go along with Anthony Evans. That's fine. I'll trust Anthony Tucker's evaluations. He's earned that. I'm interested to see what they do at quarterback. Obviously, because you need to go find a Trinidad Chambliss. And I'm not talking about in terms of you get a guy who can become an All-American kind of player. I'm just talking about a veteran guy who's willing to come here and be the backup. I don't know
Yeah.
who that guy is right now, but
But you don't have to spend a lot of money on that. Can you
right.
evaluate well enough? Because that's what Ole Miss did. They didn't spend a ton of money on Trinidad.
No.
Can you evaluate well enough to go find a guy that is, relatively cheap, but you can put in this offense and he succeed?
Yes.
That's kind of what you're looking for.
All right, tomorrow's show is the Rumblings. You know what that means. Get your questions into us and we will answer them. Don't forget, no podcast on Friday of this week. We gave you a Saturday podcast. We're keeping the same number of podcasts. It's just no Friday podcast this week. Talk to you guys tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.